Hi, this is a dictation for Kiran Kidwai. KIRN QIDWAI, date of service 9/14/2022, date of birth 10/25/1978, date of accident January 8, 2022. Miss Kiran Kidwai is a victim of an automobile accident on January 8, 2022, when her car lost control on a icy freeway, hit the median, and then went across the three lanes to left into the hit into the other wall on the right side. This kind of impact resulted in having severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, both shoulders, and with radiation to the left leg, all the way front and posteriorly, as well as into the right leg, front and back. And no radiation to the arms was reported, and no injury to the hips or knee was reported. The patient has suffered from headaches and neck whiplash, and some bruises from the seatbelt occur to the chest. History of dizziness. Headaches were 2 to 3 per week, almost 8 or 9 on a strength. No vomiting, nausea, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, memory loss. Currently, the patient is reporting that the pain in the right shoulder is completely gone and it is healed up. However, the left shoulder is still, some pain is there to the level of 6, and it is also 60% improved. Her pain in the neck is also 6 and is improving, as well as lower back pain, which is 6 and is improving. In addition, patient report there is no radiation of pain to the legs and no radiation of pain or numbness, tingling in the arms either. Fingers and toes are completely pain-free. The pain level varies from 4 to 7. ADLs that are affected are work and sleep 6. On a scale of 1 to 10, general activity and mood are 5. 60% improvement has been reported by the patient utilizing all the therapy and other treatments, medications. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych there is a difficulty sleeping and weakness, lack of concentration, anxiety, panic. However, she denies any major headaches or any dizziness, vertigo, nausea, vomiting, vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, seizures, none of them. No confusion or disorientation is present, no loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the neck and the mid-back, upper back, and lower back, along with stiffness of the lower back. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report there are no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol, PRN, and substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient report full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 121 over 46 and pulse is 79. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination will be same from previous visit, which is 8/16/2022, dictation number 0817-059, along with the diagnosis. The plan of care is to continue the physical therapy and place the patient for disability with the light duty. And she has been advised about physical therapy to lower back, neck, and the shoulder, and both sacroiliac joints that are found mildly tender. Her maps are reviewed and are good, and labs are also good. She was ordered an MRI of the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and left shoulder. That still need to be done, and she has not done them yet. And she is provided with a cervical traction and a medical pillow at home, as well as an MRI of the brain with NeuroQuant SWI was ordered, but it has still not been done. Patient is also discussed about possibility of laser treatment as well as infrared brace. End of dictation, she'll be seen in 30 days.